Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a
sleeper. Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
You ready for the Mike Vrabel era?
I think I am ready for the Mike Vrabel era. Yeah, I knew it was coming. Are you surprised that it's the Mike Vrabel era?
No, I just, it's, are you talking yourself into it a little bit over there?
Yeah, even at the end of last week, I started to talk myself into it. Remember, I brought up some positives for Mike Vrabel.
Yes.
Not my first choice. I'm not going to sit here and be like, had him all the way. This was the only guy that I wanted. I wanted Ben Johnson. They didn't get Ben Johnson. But I was saying about Mike Vrabel, you know, you're not going to surprise him with anything on game day. I like the way that he carries himself. I think he's got a great kind of sarcastic sense of humor. I don't think he's going to be, like, you know, intimidated by anything. He's going to be, he knows what he's doing, and that's exactly what they needed. But I also need somebody that knows what they're doing offensively, and then that sort of leaves the door open to, like, how good this hire is overall.
Yeah, so I don't think it's a bad hire, but it was not my first choice either. We'll get into it all day long here on Jones and Keith. Keith is here.
I made it through.
I think that's noteworthy.
Passcode worked on the door outside. I wasn't sure. I was nervous.
There's a drive in a deep left field by Castellanos.
Keith let me in. So his code did what I was. I walked in right with him. Keith let me in. So his code, I can vouch for it. Your code does work.
There will be no apology, Nick. You don't need to play that. There will be no apology. I don't change a thing from what I said on Friday. So we can get into that much more because there was a bit of a response to it. The captain, Brad Marchand, spoke about it for several minutes.
Did he ever?
Legit called for my job. Then he had a real sad sack Instagram post, which we'll get into all of this. But I'll just say I stand by what I said. People come. I had a busy weekend on the internet. I kind of stayed off of like Twitter and Instagram, but there were a lot of really nasty things.
Angry eggs.
So now I kind of know how Jones feels. Like, I have a good sense of, like, what Jones is. Like, usually mine's somewhat positive. It's like, hey, Keith, great job. Love the Dork podcast, like that.
Yeah, welcome to my side of the street.
These people were upset. These people were mad. And I'm sure they're dealing with stuff, you know, at home and in their personal lives.
Yeah, you never know what people are dealing with.
You don't. And I'm sure it's real bad for some of them. Really bad. But they were coming at me, and they agreed with Marchand that I shouldn't have a job.
Well, there's a lot of former media members who are upset
as well. Oh, my God, and then add those morons to the list.
Okay.
It's one thing to have anybody with, like, hashtag NHL Bruins in their Twitter bio.
Yeah.
That's fine. You're upset. You have the spoked B as your avatar. I get it. You're mad. But then there's, like, a handful of former media members who I know. They're taking, like, I'm catching strays from these morons now. I'm like, this I can't stand for.
I can't stand for that either.
Like, what is that?
Well, never mind. Then I don't know if we're going to have to get, you know, locker room reports about you and Courtney now, but that seems like quite a falling out already.
Oh, my God. She's like, oh, Keith got lied to. He's wrong about this. This thing stinks to high heaven. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
Of all people.
Yeah.
Because I have had, and thank you, there's plenty of people that are like, yeah, I agree with Keith because he's been right about all of these things and why would he make it up? People are supporting, right? I thought maybe I'd get that this morning. I'm listening, as I always do. Greg seems to be on my side. Wiggy for sure.
Curtis
is.
Yep.
Courtney's like, nope. Lied to. He's wrong.
Yeah, I mean, so anybody plugged in here at WEI, yeah, you can report on the locker room fallout between Keith and Courtney.
Good Lord.
Because it's getting ugly.
Yeah.
But we're going to address Marchand comment by comment, line by line.
Yeah,
right?
We're going to go through it because there was a lot. He got a lot of good licks in.
No, he did.
Let's just say he got a lot of good licks in.
It's not his first time, but that's his specialty, Keith. Getting those in.
Yeah.
So we'll do that. We'll do that at 11, yeah?
Is that Marchand?
Yeah, that was Marchand. You hear that again? That's
there he is.
Live audio.
Wow.
No, I think, can I hear that again?
That's Brad.
Let me hear it. No. Those are the former media members too, Brad. I think it's
Oh my God. Seriously.
That's their tongues to Brad's ass is what
these guys, they got a mouthful. Some of them like, good Lord.
Okay.
He's not going to be your best friend.
No.
For all these people that are like defending Brad Barcia, he's never he wouldn't bend the truth on this one.
He's going to treat you like Pasternak is how he's going to do it.
Yeah.
So might anyway,
be stern with you.
We'll get to that line by line, comment by comment.
That's right.
All the good licks that Marchand got in. We'll get to that.
Yeah, a few licks in there.
In full at 11 o'clock sharp. Very rude. The Patriots had to make an announcement.
I was like,
today.
Come on, guys.
Very rude.
All day Friday night and Saturday, I'm thinking, all right, Monday's going to be great. Because rather than like respond to all these people like coming out of the woodwork, literally from Canada to make fun of the report.
Noodles
these Canadians.
Noodles and O-Dog, I heard, were talking about it.
They were all over it. It was a big topic on their show.
I couldn't believe it. When I was told, I couldn't believe it when I heard Noodles and O-Dog were talking about it.
So, you know, rather than address all of those people, we'll do it today. We'll do it at 11.
You good? Really?
No, I don't know what happened.
What the hell's going on?
Swallowed a bug? Giant bug?
Okay, so very rude of the Patriots to make their announcement. Mike Vrabel, the new head coach of the New England Patriots. It's not a shock. It was not a well-kept secret. Probably because they basically hired him after the Chargers game. The second that Chargers debacle happened.
Or maybe even
they hired him
a month ago.
Maybe even before that. Some tell you they in retrospect, wanted to hire him a whole year ago, and they were too scared to rework Mayo's contract and the blowback from that. So you can talk about it all day long here on Jones and Keefe. Yes, Keefe here today.
For now.
Passcode works.
Yeah.
No pink slip in the locker yet that I've seen.
Not yet.
So we'll get to all of it. 617-779-7937. That's your phone number and your text line. Interact on Twitter and Instagram at Jones and Keefe. You can watch along on twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. There's a healthy chat going on, I'd imagine.
Yeah.
But the internet here is down.
So, yeah, we might not read your... It could be updated at any moment.
I'd say good day for that. But you can chat along, and we'll follow along. We'll get to it.
All right, so what's your...
Plus, you can watch on YouTube. Just subscribe to WEEI, yes?
What's your take now that it's official? We've known for a while this was what it was going to be. We both had somebody else as our ideal hire, but now that we know that it is Mike Vrabel, what's your thought?
Yeah, I think they leaned too far into getting the adult in the room, the leader of men, overreacting to the experience or lack of experience with Jerod Mayo. I think it's an overreaction. I think they leaned too far into it. I do think it was a sham of a process, which I think is insulting to the Rooney Rule, but that's not even my real gripe with it. I just would have talked to a bunch of candidates. I would have talked to Ben Johnson and done a real interview. That was a fake interview. Leftwich and...
Pep Hamilton.
Thank you, Pep Hamilton. Obviously, those were sham interviews, but I would have really interviewed Aaron Glenn. And I think if you took it seriously, he would have taken the interview. You didn't, so he didn't. I would have really interviewed Brian Flores, Ben Johnson. I would have called about Kevin O'Connell. So I'm just annoyed about all that. I think they lean too far into the leader of men. But now you do have a guy who I think is an adult in the room. You have a guy who's done it before. There should be no surprises. And here's what I'll say about Vrabel. There's no excuses now. There's no excuses for the team to go out, underachieve. He's been the coach of the year. He's been to an AFC title game. He knows how it works in New England. So, great. You hired the adult in the room. You hired the leader of men. You know him well. No surprises. I will not entertain any excuses. There should be no surprises this year. There should be no disciplinary issues, picking the wind the wrong way in overtime.
No.
You know, the lack of aggression 1 week and then being overly aggressive the next week. There shouldn't be any of that. There's no room for any of that. So if you're telling me that's what you're getting in Vrabel, I want to see all those things this year, which means you can't go out this year and suck again. And Vrabel, if he's elevating your floor, you better really elevate the floor and you better be a competitive team this year. If you do that, Vrabel will look like the right hire.
Yeah.
If you're winning 4 or 5 games again, then I wish you leaned in on somebody with a higher ceiling.
Yeah, there's definitely no excuse for that. Also, you get into, they have a last place schedule once again, and you play a bunch of bums. Like, they should... Even with just a little help in free agency. Now, we're hoping for a lot of help, but even with a little bit of help, you should be able to turn around and be closer to 500. It'll be interesting to see whenever the futures come out and like what the over-under is. So this year is 4.5, and they hit the under, even with the fake win in the last game of the season. So I wonder what it's going to be. Like, is it going to be 6.5 because of Vrabel? Is it going to be even higher than that? Like, we'll have to wait and see. But I look at it as kind of like a B+. Like a B+ hire. You hear some people talking about like A++, like this is the guy, pats are back. B+ for me. Like it's good. There's a lot of worse candidates out there, much worse candidates. I would have shot for a little bit of that higher ceiling, but I think a lot of it has to do with Robert Kraft is so upset that he has himself to blame for a lot of it. But since Tom Brady left, where they've been at, you know, one playoff appearance, no playoff wins, and a couple of last place finishes, like just a disaster that, yeah, it'd be great to win another Super Bowl, but you need to make the playoffs. Like, you need to be a relevant team again. And Mike Vrabel is, in many ways, just the safe hire. You bring him in. He's safe, I think, for the team. He's also safe for the fan base. I think the majority...
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Of the fan base is happy with this.
Yeah.
Like overall, there was a
poll question yesterday. I would pull it up if Twitter worked in here.
Yeah, it does not.
But there was a poll question yesterday that WEEI put out. It was like, do you like the hire or did you prefer Ben Johnson? Which when you asked it a week ago, it was like close to 50-50.
55, 45.
It was like 91% were like, great hire, home run, love it.
Well, that's why I think if you did like the...
So it's a popular move.
The Roddy T's score on the movie site, it's either up or down. There's no like 8 out of 10. No, up or down. You don't have a choice. You can't gray it. Up. I'll say up. Like it's a good
hire.
It's not the greatest thing of all time, and it'll be interesting to see too, offensive coordinator and like how all that plays out. Front office. We've already gotten some interesting reports on how that's going to play, but just Mike Vrabel sort of commanding the locker room, commanding the sideline, even the press conference, which may not be as big a deal to some as it is to others. Like all of that, he's going to crush. And you're not the guy replacing Belichick. You're now the guy replacing Mayo. This is sort of like going from like Francona to Bobby Valentine to John Farrell. And I know John Farrell ended up being a joke, but like when he was there at first, it was, he was the old pitching coach for Francona, and he's going to like run a more serious kind of clubhouse. This is kind of like that too. Like he's not full Belichick by any means, but he's a lot closer to Bill than he is to Gerard Mayo.
No, that's true. And you referenced some of the bad seasons at the end, which I think get my antenna up. I agree with you. B-plus is probably about right. B-plus, good, solid hire. I don't hate the hire by any means. It was not my first choice. It's probably the best way to put it. His offenses in Tennessee were pretty awful.
He had two good ones with the Derrick Henry 2,000-yard season, right?
Yep. Yep. So he was, and this is just by, this is offensive efficiency. So per play metric, 23rd, 10th, 3rd, 17th, 22nd, 19th. That's from Mike Reese. So, you know, those are pretty underwhelming offenses. I think his teams largely were underwhelming. He didn't inherit a bad team when he got to Tennessee. He inherited a team that was 9-7. Mm. He went 9-7 in year one. It was bad the last 2 years. So I don't think it's perfect by any means. But we're trying to get into some of the things we do like about it, because I think we've highlighted a lot of what we question about it over these last couple of weeks, and why you would prefer Ben Johnson, or I preferred Liam Cohen and Kevin O'Connell and names like this, in addition to Ben Johnson. One thing I like, and I think you're going to see it and hear it in its entirety today here on WEEI. Mike Vrabel has a press conference at noon. He's introduced today at noon, which just really highlights two things. How fast this process was. It's the fastest coaching hire since 2019 in the NFL. Ron Rivera, I think, was hired after 2 days after the season in 2019. This is the fastest hire since then. So they flew through the process because it's probably been done.
Well, they were the first coach or first team, not counting in-season firings.
Yep.
They were the first team to fire their coach. They didn't even wait a day. They waited an hour.
Mm-hmm.
And then they quickly got interviews. And clearly this was a sham to begin with because they didn't want to wait around for guys that couldn't interview until later in the playoffs or until the season was over. So they got their two minority candidates out of the way immediately. Then they brought in Vrabel, brought in Ben Johnson, and I don't even know why they did that. You know, was that just in case Vrabel maybe took the Raiders job? But I don't think that maybe they had a, or just for the fans, just for the look of it.
Yeah, maybe it was that. Just because the Mayo lack of a search pissed so many people off, they were just trying to satisfy that. I guess.
I mean, in the history
placate
of
fans.
In the history of Robert Kraft owning the team, how many head coach interviews has he done? Now he had Bill for such a long time, but Bill they traded for Bill, so that was. I don't want to call that a sham process, but that was not a like a true hiring
process.
Pete
Carroll probably was a real one.
Yeah, Pete Carroll. So, yeah, so all the way back then. And then so you trade for Bill Belichick. You make Gerard Mayo the coach in waiting. And then this is like, he was not the coach in waiting, Mike Vrabel, but he kind of was. Like, right. He just read between the lines. So, again, it doesn't mean it won't work. It's just, all right, it's back-to-back kind of sham process.
So, 2019, it's the fastest since then. And they did another thing I did not expect. They upstaged the wild card round. I didn't think they'd make this announcement until tomorrow.
There's
a game tonight.
Yeah.
There were games yesterday. They kind of upstaged wild card weekend, which I didn't think Kraft would do. And
I didn't think the league would even let them, but I guess there's no rule. There's no like baseball A-Rod rule where it's like, hey, World Series, knock off your stuff.
But this might as well be A-Rod. I mean, it's the same thing.
Yeah.
And so, yeah. I know these other teams are in the playoffs, but don't forget about the Patriots. Like, Kraft's still thirsty for attention. I didn't even think he'd do that, but they flew through this process. I think some of the things you're going to like about Vrabel, and I'm certainly going to like Vrabel, especially before any games are played and losses start piling up, if they start piling up, I think you're going to hear that today at noon. I'd encourage you to stick around and listen to Mike Vrabel in his entirety. We'll air it live here on Jones and Keefe on WEEI, his introductory press conference from Gillette Stadium. I think you're going to get your member berries, which we all love. And like good ones. People said that about Mayo.
No. Eh. I'm way more attached to Vrabel as a fan than Mayo.
Mayo fake won a Super Bowl when he was here. He didn't even play. So he was like with the Logan Mankins, Wes Welker teams. He was on like all those teams.
Yeah, no, like, Vrabel was on like the team.
Vrabel started it. He wasn't the guy, but he was one of the guys who helped start it. So I'm going to eat that up. We all love the early episodes of the Dynasty on Apple.
Yeah.
And so you're going to get some of the member berries. You're going to get like some good one-liners, and I don't think he's going to sit there and suck up to Kraft like Mayo did. I mean, all the Thundercat nonsense.
I bet he doesn't call him Thunder Buddy.
I think this is going to come across 8 million times better than Mayo did.
It definitely is. And that's even from afar, like after his playing career and watching Vrabel coach the Titans, I've always loved how he's carried himself. And some people today are going to sort of point to like, oh, you know, the players got to be ready for like a guy who's mean or whatever. It's like, yeah, I think he's pretty straightforward. Like, like that former player, but not, he's not so close to it. Maybe that was part of Mayo's problem. Like, he just played a few years ago. Like, Vrabel's been a little bit longer, so they can relate to him in that sense. But he's also a little bit more of the old school coach. But he's not like Belichick in the sense that he's just going to snort into the microphone and tell you, like, we're just going to talk about the guys who are on the field.
No, I think media-wise,
talk to you. Like,
I think it's a good outward-facing member of the organization.
Because people wanted to compare Mayo to, like, Dan Campbell or, like, Mike Tomlin. Like, isn't Vrabel closer to those guys?
Yes.
Like, he'll tell you what he wants to tell you. He's not going to protect everything because he knows what's the point of some of that. But he's going to be pretty straightforward. And I think he's also not going to worry about hurting the players' feelings and stuff like that. So that whole aspect of it, I'm in favor of.
Would you cut your off for a Super Bowl?
Yeah, probably.
Okay, good.
That's incredible.
Good.
So, like,
you can do that.
The head coach, Mike Vrabel, versus, like, the head coach, Ben Johnson or Liam or Cohen or these guys that we haven't seen yet, it's such an unknown. Like, that's a big question mark.
Yeah.
Like, Vrabel, the head coach, I feel like is a pretty safe bet.
Yeah.
It's just, all right, who does he get to run his offense? Because we've already heard a bunch of different names out there. I'm not a fan of all of them. So
I don't think I'm a fan of any of them.
Maybe not. Yeah, maybe not. I think I could be talked into one or two. Well, but that's more of the concern. But if you're like, all right, who's in charge of this operation and who's going to have a little bit more say when it comes to player personnel and things like that? All right, this is a good upgrade.
So my feeling again, all right, you have cap space. You have Drake May. You have the number 4 pick. You got your guy. No excuses now. There's no reason.
Hashtag no excuses.
Yeah, there's no reason for a slow start.
Yep.
There's no reason to stub your toe or have, you know, communication issues or walkbacks or, you know, just, again, a slow start. There's no excuses for any of this. You got your guy. It's been done for probably weeks. And I don't mean like the T's crossed and the I's dotted in the contract. But the wink and nod agreement has probably been done for weeks. You got your guy. You have your cap space. You have your quarterback. You have the number 4 overall pick. So go get it done.
Mm-hmm.
And this should not be a slow rebuild. It shouldn't be 4 or 5 wins next year. You need to be competitive in year one, especially with this guy. So what do you think about it? 617-779-7937. I think we all had a strong assumption, but now we know. Mike Vrabel, the new head coach of the Patriots, is going to be introduced to the media at noon. You'll hear it here on WEEI. You can listen live on the Odyssey app or, of course, here in Boston on 93.7. Rich Keefe will address Brad Marchand point by point.
That's right.
Line by line.
You bet.
From his Friday rant.
Yep.
Ripping into Keith's report. Scoop. About the Bruins locker room and any issues between he and David Pastrnak. You're not going to want to miss that. That's at 11 o'clock. Plus all your phone calls, 617-779-7937. More importantly, beyond just Vrabel, Keith just touched on some of this. Who's Vrabel bringing with him on the offensive staff to work with Drake May? Who is he bringing in the front office to potentially be in charge of personnel? Could Vrabel be in charge of personnel? Will Elliot Wolf stay on? We'll get to all that with your phone calls right after Trending with Billy Laney.